This episode of Robin's Podcast is sponsored by our friends over at True Car. Every car comes with its share of stories, like that ding in your bumper when you nervously picked up a first date, that luxury package you got after a big promotion, or the mileage you saved by riding your bike all summer long. And while you can't put a price tag on your stories, now with True Car, you can at least find out what your car is worth when it's time to sell it or to trade it in. Just go to True Car and simply enter your license plate number and watch your car's details pop up. Then answer a few questions, navigation, and moonroof. Watch as they bump up your car's value. High mileage, you already knew it was going to cost you, but now you'll find out how much it's going to ding your wallet so you can plan ahead. Once you're finished, you'll get a True Cash offer sent in minutes, which you can take to a local certified dealer to cash out or to trade in. So when you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out True Car today. True Cash offer not available in all areas. What's going on? Rob Cesarino here with your exit interview for this week in Big Brother 21. And today we're going to be talking with Isabella, who was voted out of the house by an 8-2 vote on Thursday night. And this is going to be her first opportunity to speak to some press from the outside world. So I'm very excited to have the opportunity to speak with Bella here in just a moment on the podcast. Last night, I had Caitlin back here in the studio, and she and Taryn and I broke down the eviction episode and talked about the live HOH competition that was playing out later on the show. Very fun to have Caitlin back with us for another Thursday. If you missed it last night, you should definitely check it out, and hopefully you can be with us every single Thursday, where Caitlin is going to be with us live after the episodes here in the studio. Before we get Bella on the line, let me also thank our sponsor for this episode of the podcast. Those are friends over at Häagen-Dazs, who know your best moments are made even better with a side of their most extraordinary ice cream. That's why this summer you can treat yourself to any of the 9 flavors of the Trio Crispy Layers collection with 15 layers of decadence. You can indulge like never before. Inside every Trio Crispy Layer ice cream carton is a harmonious blend of texture, crisp layers, and the finest ice cream. And you know it's made with the utmost care and the finest ingredients because it's coming from Häagen-Dazs. 50 years of experience delivering the extraordinary ice cream that you crave. Trio Crispy Layers have chocolate flavors with 30% more chocolate, including salted caramel chocolate. Layers of lightly salted caramel ice cream and irresistible chocolate ice cream stacked between crisp Belgian chocolate, and also non-dairy flavors like non-dairy dark chocolate crunchy peanut butter. Every bite delivers layer after layer after layer of extraordinary flavor. The finest ingredients from Häagen-Dazs gives you the delectable taste that you love. Your taste buds will thank you. Summer just got sweeter. Your best moments deserve the most extraordinary Trio Crispy Layers from Häagen-Dazs. Perfect for every moment. Head on over to Häagen-Dazs.com to discover more and pick up Häagen-Dazs Trio Crispy Layers at various stores near you. All right. Looks like we have Bella on the line. Let's go ahead and patch her in. Bella, are you there?
Hi, Rob. Good morning.
Good morning, Bella. How are you? This is Rob Cesarino, and sad to see the vote not go your way last night. Thank you for making some time to talk to us about all this. Can I ask you, why couldn't you get the vote to go your way against Jack last night?
I think that because it's so early in the game, a lot of people just still want to be part of this majority that's in the house. And the game kind of does run on this fear of, if I'm in the majority, at least I won't be evicted. At least I'll feel safe for next week. So 8-2 greatly shows that Jack is part of like a dominant force in the house, and everyone kind of wanted to be in that. They didn't really see, like, I think they understood my logic and my reasoning. I think I made some really valid points, but they were just too scared to act on it now. And I'm sure as the season goes on, that they'll probably wish Jack wasn't still in the house.
Yeah, and I commend you on your tough fight campaigning on the block. Yeah, good job with that. In terms of Cliff and that veto ceremony this week, what do you think that Cliff should have done? He was in a tough spot. He ultimately ended up conceding to the other side. What should he have done?
I think that I feel like in his situation, I know that Cliff walked into this game with integrity. I don't resent him at all for being on the block because he's a great man. He's going to walk out with all of that integrity, his head held high as well. But I kind of wish from the beginning he didn't really talk to Chrissy as much and maybe called her on her bluff about using her power. Because regardless, she's only safe for 2 more weeks, if that. And whatever she promised Cliff, I'm sure it wasn't really that long or whatever that they had in mind. So at least if I went on the block, she would have used her power and she wouldn't be safe for the following weeks. So I really wish that if I was put on the block anyway, that he just called out her power.
Okay, let's go back to Nick's HOH last week. And so you had been with Grateful from the start. You had just got done telling Sam about how he wasn't even in it. And it seemed like you got all the information that you needed to know from Nicole before you guys made those nominations last week, that Grateful was coming for you and for Nick. And then ultimately, the HOH week got into targeting Nicole. What kind of regret do you have about the way that Nick's HOH went?
I have so many regrets with how I treated the situation with Nicole. As I mentioned in my final interview with Julie, emotions were just so high, and it was just so many people with the same story, and I should have just given Nicole another chance to explain herself. I'm so glad though she wasn't let in the room because I think she would have been eaten alive. But then what I did wrong is I didn't hear her out and I made rash calls and to judgment, and I acted aggressively, and I explained to her, you know, I regretted that, and I just felt that me and someone I love, clearly Nick, I felt attacked, and I just kind of wanted to protect us, and I really, really took it out on her. But she had great points and she was right at the end. And obviously I see that now, but even in the moment, like, I wish I just gave her another chance to explain. I feel so bad for that. And I'm so, so thankful for her forgiveness because she's an amazing person and she's still in the game and she's strong and she's smart. And so I'm really hopeful for her. And I hope that she can kind of regain trust with Nick and Sam and continue working with them.
Okay, let's go back to right around that same time in the game when it was Kemi's eviction, and Kemi called you guys out in front of the house on the night that she was evicted from the game. And do you feel like, was she justified to call you out in front of everybody?
I think that Kemi was kind of played as well by the other side to kind of do their dirty work, because clearly they wanted to get me and Nick out anyway, and Nick happened to want HOH to our benefit, which really just extended our safety for 1 more week. Like, I'm gone this week. I think it was already in the plans to get us out, and I still really like Kemi as a person because even from day one, I just loved how blunt she was, and I thought she was hilarious. And I want to really get to know her. But when she did do that flip, I took it really personally because I felt like all I was up to that point was kind of her friend. And even when she was on the block, I kind of said, hey, if there's any way I could save you, like, I will. If there's a number slip or anything, I'll let you know. And at first she was taking being on the block really gracefully. But then I think I felt that there was some distance within the last few days and I didn't really go seek it forward. And that's when she kind of was, I guess, conspiring with the other side.
Yeah. I don't know if I would necessarily say conspiring is the right word. I'm sure it's confusing because I know that you guys were fighting to try to save her, but that she definitely felt like that you had been throwing her name under the bus to other people in the house and maybe were responsible for her being in the position where she was targeted because you were giving information back to the other side of the house.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like that if she wants to blame me for things that she said, then she shouldn't have said them in the beginning, because she made a lot of the resentment that her and Jack had towards each other were like not necessarily game comments, but more like, I think at the beginning where she mentioned how like Mickey and Jack were just cooking for everyone. And she really did say that. And so, I mean, at the time I had more alliances towards Jack and Mickey, because even from the very first moments in the house, we kind of had that, alliance called the Goon Squad. So for me, I think it was, at the time I thought, you know, Kemi had already, she was already on the block. I just wanted to kind of be her friend at that point. And I told her, you know, try not to get paranoid and hopefully something will happen. Things will change. But then she kind of, I think, took it back on me and Nick, and we just weren't that excited about it. It kind of sucks, because in my mind, I really was just trying to be a friend to Kemi.
Okay, Bella, will you try to mend fences with Kemi outside of the house?
Yeah, I mean, like, we went to the same school. Like, she's my girl. I'm sure she's, like, great and buddy. And when we don't have the tensions of being in the game and the stress of being a game, like, we could definitely put our differences aside and talk it out, hash it out, and hopefully be friends. Like, she's a Terp, I'm a Terp. Like, I think we were meant to be friends, and it just didn't work out to our advantage because of the game. But now the game's over for us.
Okay. Why was it so hard for you in that house to keep the confidences of people? And when somebody told you information, not go and tell it to somebody else?
Mm-hmm. For me, it's more a matter of my own game. And I just didn't play the best game because I didn't really trust anyone. So for me, when someone told me something, it was so hard for me to just like take it for what it is and just to believe that that's something. And I wanted to just confirm. And I think a lot of me going back and forth was just confirming information that I received, or in my mind, like if some information helped other people, I was maybe trying to see if like, hey, like they said this about you, like, and I just wanted to like be on everyone's good side. And I also kind of wanted to see where everyone stood and then make a decision later in the future. But I learned that in the Big Brother house, like, feelings change, emotions change, facts almost change, like, minute to minute. So it was really hard because I was scrambling to just constantly feel like I was in the know.
Mm-hmm. So we saw that you obviously became very close with Nick inside the house. Now, this is the jury starts, it looks like, next week, based on the traditional Big Brother format. If you could choose between Nick, if he's going to get voted out either this week or next week, would you rather have him out sooner than later?
No, I think that would be selfish, because Nick came to play for his game. We're separate people, and even though we love each other, like, He has to enjoy the experience of being in the Big Brother house. And I would love for him to make jury. I would love for him to be one of the deciding votes for the person who, if he was not the one to win Big Brother, I wish he does like have a say in who does. So, of course, as much as I want to see Nick, we spent a lot of time together and we had a lot of great memories. I'm sure I can wait for him at finale.
Bella, do you think he can bounce back without you in the house?
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people keep asking me that. Like, what's Nick going to do without you? And Nick is a great person. He's smart. Like, without me there, hopefully, I don't know if I was really a distraction or definitely just a number for him, but a lot of people still really like Nick and they trust him in the house. He's very transparent. He's very expressive with his emotions. He's someone that people should want on their side. So I'm hopeful. I don't think it's being naive, but I think if he can align himself correctly, that he still has a chance of staying in the game. He definitely has a chance of making it to jury.
Okay. Who is the hardest person for you to live with in that Big Brother house?
Jack.
Why?
I really think that Jack is just his overconfidence, and I mean, I don't know if it was a wrong assumption, but I really felt like he was just situationally nice to people. I feel like I, as a person, I'm really transparent with, like, if I don't really like you, I'm not going to, like, suck up to you just because it's going to benefit me. Like, yes, I want to be cordial and nice and for gameplay, but on a personal level, I think he tried to exploit people's personal feelings for his game, and there was only like a few times that he tried to like really get to know me. And that's because he probably didn't feel like I would benefit his game. But I know for a fact that when certain people had a powerful decision to make or were in power, he would like kind of suck up to them. And I feel like that's why he and Christy got so close in the beginning, because him and Mickey were trying to align with the HOH. So I just think that he's not really as genuine in the game but then it's great gameplay. So all in all, I do respect him as a person, but it was hard to live with because I feel like I just saw through like all of the fake niceness. And even with Jess this week, like he didn't talk to Jess like all the first 2 weeks, and then all of a sudden now like they're best friends and like they're like hugging in the morning. I was like, what is this? You know, that's just hard to watch because you kind of have to watch it and you can't really say anything because then you're talking too much. And it's a weird environment to just live in where you can't really be upfront with people and you can't not like anyone. Mm-hmm. So it's really hard. It's super fun, but it's hard.
Bella, have you learned about any of these relationships from before the game started yet? Like the relationship between Tommy and Christy from before the game?
What do you mean?
That Tommy's aunt used to date Christy, and that was something that was revealed on the show.
Oh, it was?
Yes. Did you ever suspect that Tommy and Christy had any sort of a relationship from outside of the house?
Wait, Tommy's aunt dated Christy?
Yes.
Like the one that they had an 8-year relationship?
Yes, I think so.
What? Are you kidding me? Oh my goodness. Oh my God. No way.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I feel sick. Oh my God. No way. No way. What's the WF? Yeah. Oh my gosh. So they know each other, right?
Yes.
What the?
To some degree. Oh my God. I don't know. I don't know to what
wow.
degree.
Wow. What a twist. I love it. Yeah. I love this game. Okay. Holy crap. Or sorry. Can I say that? Believe me.
Okay.
All right. That's crazy.
Yeah. I know you're running out of time. So how is your mom going to handle all this? What's she going to say to you when you get home?
Oh my God. She's going to be so disappointed. I'm really mortified for this like 12-hour conversation I'm going to have with her. But honestly, like I'm unregretfully me or whatever. Like this is just who I am. And you know, she birthed me and she could only do so much. And I ended up this way. So I'm so sorry, Mom. I love you.
Okay. Bella, thanks for taking some time to talk to me. Good luck with everything outside of the house and, you know, enjoy the rest of the summer.
Thank you so much, Rob. Have a great one.
All right, take care. All right, everybody. There you have it. Bella on the exit interview the morning after being voted out of the house. We should have one more of these exit interviews for you coming up next week before we head into the jury phase of the game, if everything goes as expected. And that should be next Friday. Of course, stay tuned for everything in terms of the live feed updates from Taryn over the weekend. And then we will be back on Sunday night for another recap of Big Brother 21. Of course, all of this is made possible by the patrons of Rob Has a Podcast. Find out more about everything we're doing behind the scenes at Rob Has a Podcast at robhasawebsite.com/patron. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.